The foundation is built of the old-fashioned stone. You know how they built the foundation? It's built like a fort almost.
Well, it isn't going to be bothered,
no.
Is it? It's going to.
And I kid him. I said, "Now, Herman," I said, "you had this pretty cottage out on the Indianapolis Road. I think they had about, oh, I think about 7 rooms, and it was just comfortable place, just a nice, restful home and all." I said, "How come you bought this?" Well, on the west side of him is a new shopping center, and I think he owned 3 acres of ground out there. And he got a little bit leery that there might be something built on the other side of it. So the manager of a Kroger store that was opened up, a great big one right there west of him in the shopping center, he was over there one day, and the manager said, "Mr. Bird," he said, "would you like to sell your home?" He said, "Oh, I've considered it, but," he said, "I just bought a new place here, and I don't know," he said, "we're not going to move, we're in no hurry." And I'd forgotten, he made Herman an offer, and Herman went home and says, "Patience, let's get packed up, we're going to move." She says, "How come?" He told her, she says, "Okay." But they've got enough antique furniture to furnish that whole house. They've just bought up in years. Beautiful stuff. For instance, they got a 4-poster bed, and Herman and Patience was out driving around one afternoon, and there was a bed in the front yard, a 4-poster, and it says for sale. And she said, "Let's go in and see what that bed's worth." And they went in there, and Herman said, "I see you got a bed out here for sale, but how much do you want for it?" Lady says, "Oh, $1.50. So they bought it, and it's all walnut, solid walnut. Now, that's been about 15 years ago, but they had a barn on this place, and that barn was full of antique stuff. But there again, Herman's a violinist, played with all the big leading symphony orchestras in the States here. But his hobby is antiques, refinishing them, varnishing, staining them, and work. He works all the time with them. So I told him, "I hope you have a good time this winter," because he retired last spring. But he did he said he still was going to keep his job at Interlocking Michigan summer school up there. And they go up along in June and sail about the middle of August, or the last of August. But he said, "I'm going to do that." And when I was over there a month ago, he said, "I have to go to Wabash one day a week, or Crawfordsville."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "How come?"